and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
My name is Matt Bertram, your turkey hunter.
Turkey hunter. I better be careful. If you're watching the video, you can understand why I should be careful. Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of our podcast. This is our pre-Thanksgiving podcast. So in honor of the pre-Thanksgiving podcast, I have a turkey on my head. As always, we have a tip from our previous podcast, and that tip is...
Yes, last-minute SEO for the holidays. It's a bad idea. Work on your Google My Business.
So if you've postponed until the last minute, which is a bad idea, by the way, you should still do stuff. The first thing you should focus on from an SEO perspective is your Google My Business listing. Make sure it's right and make sure you got all your images, your videos, you've optimized the content for your keywords, and you will do better than if you don't do that.
Fill it all out. Google counts it all.
Like share, like, follow, boom! All right. Let's see. So we are broadcasting live here from Houston, Texas, and we are your turkey experts for today. I got a review. I just wanted to jump into this review real quick. This is from Sean Anderson. It is, of course, five stars. It says it was actually last week, and it actually says five star service. Thank you.
That's to Aaron. Five star review.
Oh, you're the one who coordinated that?
Yes.
15-minute call. Yeah. Boom! 15-minute call, Sean. He got lots of value and decided to give us five stars. All right. If you like the content that we give you, this is all about you, then you'll probably be interested in five online marketing mistakes that can tank your business and how to avoid them. You can get those by going to ewebresults.com/SEO tip.
Or the homepage.
And
it's a big button.
And you can't miss...
There's multiple ways.
You can't miss the big button.
Yeah.
Actually, could you open that door? I think that we get a lot more echo if that door is closed.
More echo!
All right, so we have a teaser. We have a really cool article today. This article is 6 AdWords and Bing Ad Secrets Every PPC Marketer Should Know. What's really cool about this article, so...
One of my mentors
is in it. Is in it? Yes. Okay, you got the book there, right?
Read this book.
Very cool. Lisa Ressler, right? And she, you can find her at Lisa Rocks SEM. That's her Twitter handle. She actually kind of spearheaded this article and got 5 other experts to chime in on literally...
Good SEO strategy, by the way. SEO strategy.
Good stuff. In fact, some of it flummoxed some of us that...
Flummoxed?
I don't know. Flummoxed, yeah. Oh. Google it. That's what we do. We Google it.
Not Wikipedia, just Google it. Yep.
Hey,
Google
if you're in a position to, you have some sort of electronic device, go ahead and tweet now. You want to hashtag SEO podcast. This is podcast summer 397. Tag us in it at Best SEO Podcast, at eWeb Results, and then go ahead.
At Matt Bertram Live.
And I'm going to go ahead as we go through this, and I'm going to give the Twitter handle of the individual who actually provided the tip. So this first tip, when we get into it, is going to be by Lisa Rocks SEM. So tag her in this article. So we run a contest each and every week. If we get 10 Shikos.
Woo, a share, like, and a follow.
A share, like, or a follow. By the way, I was on the phone with one of our podcast listeners today, and he goes, yeah, when I first hit it, I was like, come on, that's annoying. And now I love it. That's really what we are. We're annoying until you love us, and that's how we win, great podcast listeners. So we got at least 10 Shikos. We also got a review. Now I know Matt and I were talking about earlier, we've been asking for Yelp reviews,
which is
specifically against Yelp guidelines, so Yelp, forgive us. It's better to ask for forgiveness.
I'm kind of going with the Facebook local.
Right.
Okay. Facebook local is kind of taking a little stab at Yelp, but we want Yelp. We want Yelp.
And the easy way to get to our Yelp page is go to ewebresults.com/Yelp. That'll get you to that page and go ahead and leave us a review and make that review 5 stars. All right. So we appreciate that. And also, in order to make sure that we're keeping our shot. No, we're going to move that to the end.
We're going to save time. We got a review.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Right. We got 10
shots. We're going to move it down.
Yep.
But please give us a Yelp.
Yep.
We want some Yelp reviews because Yelp likes to hide them on us. So we need some more Yelp reviews. So if you're active on Yelp, please get on there and give us a review. Thank you. Give us a call. We'll give you some value. We'd love to talk to you.
Manny, how's it going? Punch in the face to you.
All right.
I actually do have a turkey on my head. That is correct. I was like, that is correct.
You have a turkey on your head.
All right. If you're a PHP genius or a WordPress guru, we're probably looking for you. Oh,
no,
we're skipping that?
No.
Oh.
No, we don't.
Website
we,
analysis?
We've hired them.
Website analysis?
Chris, I know you like to say that.
Okay.
We're hiring internet marketers. If you're an internet marketer,
oh, that's right. Okay.
Give us a call. We've actually had a few call-ins. We're going to be sitting down with you, talking to you. We'll work out something. If you're independent out there, give us a call if you're here in Houston. We are growing. We are adding people. We are landing national accounts, British accounts, Australian accounts.
Yes. Those are the big ones.
Yes. So
713-510-7846. Give us a call. Leave us that audio resume. All right. So I got the review out of the way. Here's a little bit of news. I just thought this was cool. No, this was not cool. So that's why I covered it. Mm. Uber covered up a cyber attack that got like 57 million user credentials sent out there. You know, even like driver's licenses of some of the Uber drivers. So boo, shame on you and shame on you for covering it up. Tether is a company that deals in USDT, so that's Bitcoin stuff. 30, they got hacked and 31 million of their Bitcoin equivalent, we'll say, right? Uh-huh. So it's a different brand than Bitcoin. $31 million got stolen. That sucks. And then finally, Google blocks Russia Today, I think, and Sputnik for manipulating news.
Well, RT.
You read that
RT. I like RT stuff.
RT? Yeah.
But you know what else Google's doing? They're doing Google Shopping Ads. They've kind of brought some stuff back, and I was playing around with that today.
Yeah.
And they're doing like reviews and stuff. I mean, it's pretty cool.
They're constantly doing stuff.
Oh, you know what else?
I don't.
Sorry. So Mozilla just dropped Yahoo for Google.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mozilla, Firefox, right?
Yeah, okay. Mozilla Firefox. So I think that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Google is taking over the world. Amazon, Google.
Yeah.
Facebook. Yeah.
All three of them happens to be there. By the way, one of these was submitted by an employee of Microsoft. You probably noticed that. Your mom used to work at Microsoft. Not Microsoft Bing, she used to work at.
She didn't work at Microsoft Bing.
Microsoft. All right.
Yeah.
So that is the potatoes of our podcast. It is time to get into the meat. We are lucky that we have the PPC expert here with us today. That's you.
All right.
The title of the article is 6 AdWords and Bing Ad Secrets Every PPC Marketer Should Know. All right, so these are great tips. If you're doing PPC, and I know this is you, right? Because you read that book, and then that book, and then the 3 other books that are over there. And so you're always looking for great tips to improve performance, streamline management, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those are really important things. So today we've got for you 6 PPC tips just for you, our fabulous podcast listeners.
Uh-huh.
The first one is by Lisa Russler. Again, her Twitter handle is at LisaRocksSEM. And she says, countdown timer, right? That's number one. So you've all heard of countdown timers. If you're in marketing, and if you're watching this, you probably are, you know that you probably should be using a countdown timer. Countdown timers work really well.
They create scarcity.
Yep.
They push people to
action. So here's a question. Yep. Let me ask you this. Does Amazon use countdown timers?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would assume they would.
And when I say this, you're probably going to remember it. When you look on Amazon, it always tells you order within the next X hours in order to receive it by this day.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So interestingly, it's a countdown timer.
Yeah.
Right? That's how the human psychology is so attuned to the limitations that even though you're like, you know what, if I miss that deadline, I just get it a day later, right?
Yeah.
But we know Amazon is doing all sorts of testing and measuring. It would not be there if it were wasted space.
Well, Amazon's top of their game.
Genius.
With everything.
Yep.
I'll just tell you a quick story with eBay.
Right.
Okay. Everybody knows that there's some countdown timers.
Yep.
I'm working on this strategy right now that doing some e-commerce where basically everything's going to hit on Black Friday. You can have 14 different auctions.
Right.
And so I have them all landing on Black Friday, an hour away from each other. That's pretty.
Are you doing Cyber Monday as well?
I'm hoping I can sell out on Black Friday. Black Friday, okay. And I'll be done. But if not, yeah, I can just flip it over. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Yep. She says, here's some examples. Sales or rebates. Hurry. The sale ends in 2 days. Application deadline. Deadline apply in 3 weeks. Register now. Webinar is in 4 days. I wanted to have some sort of statistic, right? Because what is the value of a countdown timer? There was one particular site, actually a jeweler site, that had a Mother's Day countdown timer. And when they added it, they got a 28% increase in conversions over their standard abandoned cart emails. So 28%, yeah. Is that worth the time invested? And have you messed with the timers in AdWords?
I'm going to be honest. I have not messed with the countdown timers in AdWords
yet.
On landing pages. Yeah,
yet.
Yet.
Yeah.
On landing pages, almost Absolutely. Every landing yeah. page, I like to have some kind of countdown timer. Especially for anything info product or e-commerce wise, really works great.
Yep.
But I have not actually messed with it in AdWords, and I don't feel much like an expert right now based on countdown timers
in
AdWords.
So let me understand this, PPC expert. We're on number one of number six, and you have not tried. All right. You know, it's our job here to give each other a hard time. There's technologies are always changing. So we were talking in our meeting today. Like, if you're struggling with any issue, you know, technical issue, or actually struggling with it, if you struggle for like 15, 20 minutes, walk around and ask somebody, because somebody yes. else has probably already spent that struggle time here.
Yep.
So that was number one. Number two, the second AdWords and Bing ad secret that every PPC marketer should know. First, this one is by, written and contributed by Perna Virgi. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. And you can find her. Her Twitter handle is at Perna Virgi. So that's PURNAVIRJI. And her tip is in-market audiences, right?
I have messed with that.
You have? Okay, good, good. I'm feeling good. So when you talk about in-market audiences, it's like predefined audiences that you can just take advantage of, right?
Yep.
And so we highly recommend remarketing. We actually use it in some of our sales processes. Hey, it looks like you're not doing remarketing. Would you like to do remarketing? What is remarketing? Let me explain to you what remarketing, because we know you've experienced. Actually, I was on the phone today with somebody, and I asked her this question. I said, have you ever been like shopping for something online, and then that specific something follows you around? And she said no.
Wow.
She's like, I don't shop online. I'm like, Is there somebody more technical that I can speak with? Anyway, what's the most frustrating, the absolute most frustrating part about remarketing, at least for you, Matt?
Well, you gotta get the tag set up and wait 30 days.
30, so 30 days.
Yeah.
That doesn't...
Or a certain amount of audience.
When is Black Friday?
Yeah.
It's not 30
Friday.
Days away.
It's Friday.
So if you wanted to do some kind of remarketing equivalencies, right... Remarketing is not an option if you haven't set it up yet.
Is this true?
What's cool about it is there's no need for tracking codes and there's no need to wait for the audiences. And so it's just a great way to get in there. Any value you want to add to
what
in-market audiences?
Yeah. Use them. A lot of times with small business owners, they don't have a big enough remarketing list.
Yeah.
So you have to look at, what other things do you want to target? And depending on what they're selling, in-market audiences are great because those are people ready to buy. They got their wallets open or they bought previously.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
So that was number two. Number three is, this one's by Samantha Noble, and you can find her. Her Twitter handle is at Sam Jane Noble, SamJane Noble, NOBLE. And she works for Biddable Moments. Actually, the last lady worked for Microsoft Bing. And the tip by Samantha is similar audiences using customer CRM data.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that CRM is client or customer
relationship
management. Right. Yep. Thank you. Because I was going to say results and it's not. It's relationship.
We are all about results here, though.
Yeah. If I see an R, it must mean results.
What does the R stand for? Results.
Results. So she says this feature narrows down the targeting to only show ads that have those similar traits. So demographic and physiographic to actual customers. Now, I'm going to read this. This is directly from Samantha's quote. It says, okay. On average, Google is able to match just over 50% of a database that gets uploaded. So you've done this before,
yeah.
Right? So you upload an audience and Google only matches it. How does that work?
That means basically Google owns 50% of almost any market. Okay. Because they're matching it to a Gmail address or a work email address.
Wow.
That's under Google. Like, for example, like with Facebook, right? You can actually download all your contacts.
Right.
Upload them to target them if you're doing like MLM or something like that.
Right.
You can do that on LinkedIn too. Like, so there's ways to pull audiences or from a CRM and upload them and anything. Like, so if you upload your CRM to Facebook, which I know we're talking about Google, but you upload them to Facebook, they'll match about 50% of them too or more, right? Because if that email address ties.
If it's the right email.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, the reason Google's dominating is because everybody's logged into Google going all around the web, so they got all kinds of great data.
So you could argue that the only reason Google's matching 50% isn't because they don't know that person, it's because they don't know that person by that email.
Yes.
Right? Because if they're in our CRM, we're business to business, we've got the business email address of the people that we work with.
Yeah, and they might have a free Gmail address somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that that's somewhat of why Microsoft bought LinkedIn, right?
To put those two together.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, Marcus is in. And Salik?
Yes.
All right. Punch in the face to you guys. Thanks for tuning in. All right, so that was number three by Samantha Noble. Number four is by...
Do you think the future of SEO is going to be dead or not?
Oh.
I say no. And by the way, we just brought on the top...
Preeminent.
Top SEO
guy. Most talented.
Yes. And we will do a press release next week, so look for it to find out who it is.
It might be week after next, but soon we will do a press release.
We have inked a deal and we are combining agencies.
Signatures.
SEO is not dead.
Yeah.
It is not dead. No. It's just gotten harder.
Yeah.
All right. Black Hat. There's some Black Hat stuff that doesn't work as well anymore, but SEO absolutely does. It absolutely works. You should absolutely be doing it.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And the fundamentals. Now, what we can say is that SEO has a lot more focus on delivering value to the customers.
A great user experience. Like, you can't game it.
And that's one thing I'm incredibly proud of. From day one on this podcast, we have said this statement, or actually I have, because I don't think any co-host has ever said it, is as long as you're providing a good experience to the Google user, Google will look favorably upon you.
Yes.
And that's from day one.
Yeah, like, I'll agree with you. That should be the driving intent.
Yeah.
But also, you got to help Google understand that you're trying to be favorable to
them. It's kind of like I want to have a very happy expression on my face and speak their language, right? And
you got to speak to Google so they understand you.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So number four, this one is by Brad. And how'd you call it? Brad Geddes? Geddes?
Well, it's Gibbles because, right? Thanksgiving.
Brad Geddes.
No, Geddes.
Geddes.
Yeah.
And you can reach Brad, and that's the book you're reading,
yes.
Is that right?
Well, Brad, a few
Brad,
times.
It does look well used and well marked up. You can reach Brad at BG Theory, and that's his Twitter handle. And his tip is, manage your keyword conflicts properly, right?
Yeah. Negatives.
So if you've been in PPC and you've done fairly complex campaigns that, I don't know, you might have read in one of Brad's books or put together from some other literature you've been reading, keyword conflicts occur when negative keywords stop your carefully chosen keywords from displaying ads.
This has happened to me.
Yeah.
Like, make sure your negatives don't conflict like what you're trying to go after. But also, you do want to be negative out if you're targeting like different cities that overlap, right?
Yep.
So you're not paying double and bidding yourself
and bidding
up
against yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he just, and I'm going to read this because this is pretty technical. It says, first, and here's a situation where you might get a keyword conflict. And he says this is the beginning of the problem that he's trying to address. So first, if you have one ad group with exact match and another with phrase modified, and we're going to get pretty technical here, in your phrase modified ad group, you have the exact match negative in that ad group to manage which ad group shows an ad, right? So you've got two ad groups, right?
Yeah.
In this case, you often see a conflict as you are stopping the phrase modified from being displayed, right? So this is a complex, fairly common and reasonably complex tactic. And what it does is it ends up throwing this keyword conflict error, right? So when that keyword conflict error comes up, now you know you did it on purpose. So from here in perpetuity, you're like, oh, that's an error, I'm going to ignore it. And his point is, don't ignore them, right? And his company, I want to just put this out there, is Adalys, A-D-A-L-Y-S-I-S. So you've bumped into this before, right? Like,
yes.
this particular issue.
It's an issue.
Yes.
when you have like massive campaigns, like yep. there's a lot of times that you've negative out stuff or you've duplicated like words you're bidding on and
right.
you can bid yourself up. So you got to watch all this stuff. There's automation for a lot of this, but it's...
So it's just a great point that you may actually get this error intentionally. Don't ignore it forever. Make sure that you're kind of keep checking it.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. he says you should use software scripts to examine your keyword conflicts as almost every large account has them, but they are easy to miss. And then the ads are not showing for your carefully chosen keywords, causing you to miss valuable traffic. You do not want to miss valuable
yep.
traffic.
Yep.
So,
yep.
All right. So that was number four. Number five. This one is by Frederick Valleys.
Okay.
Right? you can reach him at Silicon Valleys. Now, this is his last name, so it's spelled a little unique. So that's at SilconValleys.
I'm wondering if he ranks for Silicon Valleys, like spelled the right way. That would be interesting to see. Doing some SEO on that.
And his company is called Optimizer, OptimyZR.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
His tip, AdWords script for repetitive tasks. So Google, on almost every product they've ever launched, has some sort of script available. So you can tweak it and you can, you know, get all code geeky on it.
Google
right?
Apps is awesome. Yeah.
Right. So he says you should check out AdWords scripts. He says somebody mentioned it to him. He figured it out in an afternoon, and then all of a sudden he could automate half of his work without buying a server or installing new software on his computer. So he was actually able to do that directly from the AdWords scripts. He says seeing the power of automation in PPC actually led him to create his company. Right. So really, really powerful. Now he talks about here's some of the scripts that he's written. By the way, have you written any scripts?
We should write some scripts. We should sell a SaaS product.
That has.
And do y'all want a SaaS product? We could write one and we could sell it for a lot less than $250 a month.
Yep. He says, I've also built, here's some of the stuff, scripts he's built, budget pacing scripts, right? URL checkers, campaign builders, reporting tools. The sky's the limit. So
this is good though.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is good. There's a lot of stuff out there for AdWords, WordStream. There's a lot of stuff, but it's expensive.
Yeah.
Right. And so for a DIYer.
Yep.
Or an eWeber.
Right.
Resulter.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So that was number five. Finally, number six. And this is from, hopefully I get this last name correct. It's David Zetzela. It's S-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Zetzela. All right.
I don't know. I can...
You can reach him at S-Z-E-T-E-L-A. And the company he's with is an owner and CEO, FMB Media.
Lighter.
His tip,
it's solid.
Negative keywords in Google Display Network.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't
so,
do it.
Yeah. So interesting, that his tip, he says, what it says to Google is, don't show my ad on any pages that contain any of these words. And you said, don't do it. I want to get to that. I find that very interesting. It says, in fact, negative keywords and negative placements should almost never be used in audience targeting Google Display Network campaigns. The audience targeting methods include remarketing, similar audience, customer match, in-market, affinity audiences, and then custom affinity audiences.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Remember, when using audience targeting, you're showing ads to a group of people regardless of the network that they're visiting. So you say you should never or almost never use a negative keyword. Talk to me about that.
Well, you never know in a page or a website if they're going to use that word. Now,
right.
I mean, there you got to really think it through
right.
to make sure.
Right.
And there are some lists out there if it like jobs or,
right. yeah.
you know, like... apprentice if you're a plumber or whatever.
Yeah.
Like
they can be close, but you got to be careful because
he does
a great job.
Yeah.
Might, you know, so the word can't be job. Maybe it needs to be jobs.
But right? what if, you know, you just got to
references Steve Jobs is amazing.
You just got to think it through. I think it's better to focus on the front end, to really target what you want. I can also tell you if, you go after placements and you go after, keywords, and then you go after different types of audiences.
Right.
If you look at them, I'm running a couple different campaigns, and I'm targeting the same type of people three different ways, and the audience breakdown is different on each one.
Okay.
But the conversions are very similar. So you just got to be careful with that stuff and really think it through, because you might be blocking your ad on something where you do want to show.
Yep.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's it.
That was number six. And I don't even think there's a summary. So punch in the face to you, Lisa Reisler, for putting this together and contributing the countdown timer.
And maybe, you know, if our newest member could have stuck around a little bit longer today, we know it is Thanksgiving.
Yep.
He could have done a summary on SEO for us.
He is an SEO guru.
Well, this was AdWords, so I guess.
Yeah, it would have been a little off
topic. We'll focus on that.
But we'll have him on the podcast.
He can do a rap.
He said he can do a rap. I heard him do a rap.
So we might be bringing it back.
Bring back the rap. Hey, let's start a campaign. Somebody chat in the message. Bring back rap.
Yes. I don't know. We don't have any battles. No.
Or we do. It was fun last time. All right. So that kind of wraps up our podcast. So if you like this podcast, we're going to ask you to do a couple of things. First, remember, our contest works this way. We're asking you, and we move this to the end, so now we can jump into it. We're asking you to leave a review on Yelp for us. We're hoping that you make that review 5 stars. And you can get to Yelp by going to our Yelp account by going to ewebresults.com/Yelp. Matt's writing that on the screen behind us. Hopefully that erases off of the TV. We'll know shortly.
Yes, we're good. It's a dry erase.
It does erase. So that's one piece. We want a review on Yelp. Next, in order to kind of keep this piece at the end,
that needs to be
we need to get 10 Shikos.
Shikos.
What's a Shiko?
Share,
like, and a follow. All right, so here's our profiles on these platforms. You can go to facebook.com/eWebResults. Twitter.com/eWebResults. Instagram.com/eWebResults.
The Twitter drive.
Oh yeah, we're doing a Twitter drive.
Yeah, we're actually giving gifts
to
little kids.
Gifts, and we'll get more details. So stay tuned if you're in the Houston area.
If you want to participate in Twitter drive.
That's December 5th, right?
Yes, December 5th.
Yep. Yeah. So we'll get more details out to you. Thank you for reminding me of that. Let's see. If you want to get to our YouTube channel, we're working on it, but you can get there by going to ewebresults.com/YouTube.
That works.
And then linkedin.com/company/eWebResults. All of those will take you to our profiles on the platform. Please shiko us there. If you are looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
The internet.
Call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business. And when we say the internet, we mean the internet. We get calls every now and then. It's like, do you do websites?
Yes.
Do you do PPC?
Yes.
Do you do SEO?
Yes.
Do you do
email marketing?
Facebook marketing, email marketing.
Yes. Reputation management. Anything. We're a full service firm, people.
Yes.
We do everything. If you need help, if you need a second look at a campaign you're running, if you're another marketer, we want to be friends. We love you. Okay?
Yes. And we are going to bring back our a free website analysis. We decided we're going to bring it back. I know, Matt.
We're going to have a resource page with a lot of different resources on it. And yes, there'll be a free website analysis, but the in-depth analysis is still part of the deep dive.
I had to twist his arm, right? You can feel the energy here. It was like back and forth.
We were getting a lot of requests for it.
We get it back and forth. And so, you know, sometimes you got to pull rank. People are interested in a free website analysis. So we're bringing it back.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
All right. If you have a referral, so we talked about all those services, somebody who's interested in those services, you send them to us. They pay their bill.
And we pay you.
Works really good.
We're going to build an affiliate program.
All right. So we remember, we were filmed live here at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106, Houston, Texas, 77092. If you want audio, video, or a transcript of this podcast, you can find it on our website, ewebresults.com. You guys have made us the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. That's you. Like, you guys have done that. We can't do that. We can't do this without you. So we really appreciate you. You all over the place downloaded in more than 100 different countries, more than a million downloads of the podcast. Thank you so much. And I want to say that because we're going into Thanksgiving.
We're thankful.
We are actually
thankful of you.
thankful of you and appreciate you. So go ahead and connect with us and ask us questions. Look, we got Bring Back Rap. Always can count on Manny, punch in the face. All right. Thank you, guys. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
My name is Matt Bertram.
Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up eyebrow high.